In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we have the joy of beginning a comprehensive reflection upon the great work of St. Pope John Paul II, Familiaris Consortio. More on that in a moment. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we begin a major undertaking, which to say the least will be a great investment of our mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm sure to many of us it will seem as if Familiaris Consortio was written only last week relative to the state of the family in the modern world today. So we are not only going to read through, work through Familiaris Consortio, which is such an important gift to the church, such a profound gift to you, but we will also be reflecting upon it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Well, here we go. The Latin term Familiaris Consortio is roughly translated as of family partnership, but this post-synodal apostolic exhortation is titled in English, On the Role of the Christian Family in the Modern World. It was written by St. Pope John Paul II and promulgated on November 22, 1981. And it is just as relevant, no, more relevant today than at the time it was written. The heading reads, Apostolic Exhortation Familiaris Consortio of Pope John Paul II to the Episcopate, to the clergy, and to the faithful of the whole Catholic Church on the role of the Christian family in the modern world. Introduction, the church at the service of the family. Well, the title of this section is powerful in itself. Yes, the church, the Catholic Church is at your service. The Catholic Church is at the service of the family. Paragraph one, the family in the modern world, as much as and perhaps more than any other institution, has been beset by the many profound and rapid changes that have affected society and culture. Many families are living this situation in fidelity to those values that constitute the foundation of the institution of the family. Others have become uncertain and bewildered over their role, or even doubtful and almost unaware of the ultimate meaning and truth of conjugal and family life. Finally, there are others who are hindered by various situations of injustice in the realization of their fundamental rights. End of quote. Yes, this is so true. The family in the modern world, as much as and perhaps more than any other institution, has been beset by the many profound and rapid changes that have affected society and culture. Yes, changes are profound and rapid, and they seem to be accelerating. The attacks against the family are accelerating, and they have a very detrimental effect on society and culture. Yet, many families are living this situation in these times, infidelity to those values that constitute the foundation of the institution of the family and what an institution it is. And it is so clear that many have become uncertain. They become bewildered and confused over their role, or even doubtful and almost unaware of the ultimate meaning and truth of conjugal and family life. By the way, the meaning of the word conjugal is of or relating to marriage or the relationship of a married couple. Of course, you probably know that. I'm the one who needs to look up all these big words, so bear with me. Yes, there's so much confusion. So many individuals, so many families are floundering through life, unaware of the ultimate meaning and truth of conjugal and family life. Well, if you're one of those who are confused, this program is going to help you. It's going to help you a lot. This masterpiece called Familiaris Consortio, as we work through it. And then there are others who are hindered through various situations of injustice in their attempt to realize their fundamental rights to live as a Christian family, to be open to the gift of life, to the Christian education of their family, of their children. Quote, knowing that marriage and the family constitute one of the most precious of human values, the church wishes to speak and offer her help to those who are already aware of the value of marriage and the family and seek to live it faithfully. To those who are uncertain and anxious and searching for the truth, to those who are unjustly impeded from living freely their family lives. Supporting the first, illuminating the second, and assisting the others, the church offers her services to every person who wonders about the destiny of marriage and the family. End of quote. And this is footnoted, Second Vatican Ecumenical Council, Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World, Gaudium et Spes, 52. Yes, here, St. Pope John Paul II tells us in truth that marriage and the family constitute one of the most precious of human values. Yes, marriage and the family constitute one of the most precious of human values. We need to know this. We need to let this soak into our mind and heart and soul and spirit. And the church, he says, wishes to speak. The church wishes to speak. That's Christ Jesus speaking through the church, which wishes to offer her help to those who are already aware of the awesome value of marriage and family and who seek to live it faithfully. And may I add, you who do so are heroes. You are heroic. Yes, it is your duty, but you are heroes nonetheless. And then there's this very large number, this very large percentage of those who are uncertain and anxious, and deep down in their soul, searching for the truth, searching for perfect happiness, which can be found in God alone. And the church wants to help them, wants to help them to come to the realization of the truth, to find that truth that they are searching for, whether they know it or not, because we are all made for the truth. And then the church is also interested in working to help those encounter injustice in the culture, which seems to work very aggressively to impede them from living freely their family lives. Are we not experiencing this today? But never fear. Never fear. Our Lord Jesus has all the power. Let us trust in him. So yes, the church offers her services to support those heroic families who are living the truth, living authentic values of marriage and family heroically, living it faithfully, And the church offers their services to those who are searching for the truth, those who are suffering and uncertain, and those who are impeded through injustice. The church is there for you. Jesus, your Lord, is there for you. And I will tell you that if you feel as if you are bound in chains in your life, Jesus, our Lord, came to set you free. He came to set you free through his church. Quote, in a particular way, the church addresses the young who are beginning their journey towards marriage and family life for the purpose of presenting them with new horizons, helping them to discover the beauty and grandeur of the vocation to love and the service of life. End of quote. Did I not tell you that this apostolic exhortation, Familiaris Consortio, is profound? It is life-changing. Follow this truth and you will find so much joy and happiness in your life and in eternity. So yes, are you young? Well, the church wants to address you, you who are beginning your journey towards marriage and family life. The church wants to present you, Jesus wants to present you with new horizons to help you to discover the beauty and grandeur, the beauty and grandeur of the vocation to love and the service of life. And from someone who has been blessed with 19 children, 14 living and 5 in heaven, I will tell you that there is nothing greater you can do in life than love and serve life. And it is such a beautiful thing to those who are married to be open to life, to new life in your marriage. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. How often did St. Pope John Paul II say that? Be not afraid. If we live in fear, we're afraid. We're afraid to step out in trust and take a little risk for the Lord, and we miss out on the blessings of life. Be not afraid. Trust in the Lord Jesus, and he will never be outdone in generosity. Never. Well, I'm finding myself getting more and more excited about this sublime apostolic exhortation, Familiaris Consortio. This is going to be a stupendous journey for me. And I pray that you will continue to join us and receive all the many blessings in store for you and your family. We'll be right back to talk more about Familiaris Consortio. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our reflection upon Familiaris Consortio. Next section, the Synod of 1980 in continuity with preceding synods. A sign of this profound interest of the Church in the family was the last Synod of Bishops held in Rome from September 26 to October 25, 1980. This was a natural continuation of the two preceding synods. The Christian family, in fact, is the first community called to announce the gospel to the human person during growth and to bring him or her through a progressive education in catechesis to full human and Christian maturity. End of quote. So yes, Jesus and his church has a profound interest in the family, in the family. And the great Saint Pope John Paul II says that the Christian family, in fact, is the first community called to announce the gospel, to announce the gospel to the human person during growth, and to bring him and her through a progressive education and catechesis to full human and Christian maturity. That's what happens in the family. What an amazing gift, and what a great responsibility it is. And by the way, this responsibility cannot be fully delegated to anyone else or any other institution. We as parents are the primary educators of our children. Yes, in the family, we as parents are to bring our children to a full human and Christian maturity through progressive education and catechesis. And may I say, we're called to form faithful families. That's what we're all about here, forming faithful families. Quote, furthermore, the recent synod is logically connected in some way as well with that on the ministerial priesthood and on justice in the modern world. In fact, as an educating community, the family must help man to discern his own vocation and to accept responsibility in the search for greater justice, educating him from the beginning in interpersonal relationships rich in justice and in love. End of quote. Yes, it is the family that must help man to discern his own vocation and accept responsibility for it in the search for greater justice. We as parents are called to educate our children from the beginning in interpersonal relationships. And this happens quite naturally in the family. It's in the family that we learn to be in relationship to others. It's in the family that I learned that it's not all about me. I learn how to get along with others. I learn how to deal with others. I learn about things like forgiveness. I learn the interpersonal relationships that I'm going to need in life. This happens in the family. And this is rich in justice and in love. As we all know, in the family, love can be messy. We offend each other, but we learn how to forgive. And we're true to each other. We're loyal to each other. Yes, we are. We will always be part of our family, and may we always remain in love with each other. At the close of their assembly, the Synod Fathers presented me with a long list of proposals in which they had gathered the fruits of their reflections, which had matured over intense days of work, and they asked me unanimously to be a spokesman before humanity of the Church's lively care for the family, and to give suitable indications for renewed pastoral effort in this fundamental sector of the life of man and of the Church. End of quote. So here, St. Pope John Paul II, who I like to call the Great, speaks of the Church's lively care for the family. The family, your family, is so important to Jesus and his Church. And the Church invests renewed pastoral effort in this fundamental sector of the life of man and of the Church. That's what the family is, the fundamental sector of the life of man and of the Church. Did you know your family is that vital? Well, yes, it is. Quote, as I fulfill that mission with this exhortation, thus actuating in a particular matter, the apostolic ministry with which I am entrusted, I wish to thank all the members of the Synod for the very valuable contribution of teaching and experience that they made, especially through the Propositiones, the text of which I am entrusting to the Pontifical Council for the Family with instructions to study it so as to bring out every aspect of its rich content. So St. Pope John Paul II speaks of his mission with this exhortation. He was in fact on a mission for the family, a mission from God, and in particular for your family. Yes, your family. Your family is important. Your family is crucial. I cannot say it enough. I cannot stress it enough. The next section is entitled, The Precious Value of Marriage and of the Family. This in itself says a lot. It says that marriage, yes, your marriage if you're married, and family, yes, your family is precious. Yes, marriage and family, your marriage and family are precious. They're precious to God. They're precious to the church. They should be precious to all of us. Quote, illuminated by the faith that gives her an understanding of all the truth concerning the great value of marriage and the family and their deepest meaning, the church once again feels the pressing need to proclaim the gospel. That is the good news to all people without exception, in particular to all those who are called to marriage and are preparing for it, to all married couples and parents in the world. End of quote. Does the beauty of this statement overwhelm you? It's overwhelming me. Yes, the church is illuminated by faith and has an understanding of all the truth concerning what? The great value of marriage, the great value of the family, and their deepest meaning. That is what we are talking about here. That's what we're going to keep talking about because it is so crucial today. Yes, the church feels a pressing need to proclaim the gospel. And the gospel is the good news, to proclaim the good news to all people without exception. You are one of them. Your family is one of the families that Pope John Paul II is writing to, and in particular, to all those who are called to marriage and preparing for it, to all married couples and all parents in the world. What a sublime vocation it is to marriage and family. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families.
families.
You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Welcome back as we continue our Spirit-filled reflection upon the masterpiece, Familiaris Consortio. How do we get through a monumental work like this, like Familiaris Consortio? Well, one step at a time. That's what we're going to be doing on this program. One small step at a time, and stay with me. Are you with me? If you stay with me, we will eventually have reflected upon and absorbed every single line of this masterpiece of an apostolic exhortation, and oh, how your life and the life of your family will be blessed by the grace of God. And isn't Catholic radio a beautiful thing where we can just listen? We don't have to work very hard. We just turn on our minds and hearts and spirits, and we listen and we receive all the benefits. We're in paragraph 3, quote, "The church is deeply convinced that only by the acceptance of the gospel are the hopes that man legitimately places in marriage and in the family capable of being fulfilled." End of quote. Profound. Yes, the church is deeply convinced that it is only by the acceptance of the gospel, acceptance of the good news, that the hopes that man legitimately places in marriage and in the family are capable of being fulfilled, and they are capable of being fulfilled through acceptance of the gospel, which is a love letter from God to you. Quote, "Willed by God in the very act of creation," and this is footnoted Genesis 1-2, "marriage and the family are interiorly ordained to fulfillment in Christ," footnoted Ephesians 5, "and have need of his graces in order to be healed from the wounds of sin and restored to their beginning." Well, I'm not sharing all of the footnotes, but this is footnoted Matthew 19:4. That is, to full understanding and the full realization of God's plan, end of quote. So we see here that in the very act of creation, God willed that marriage and the family be interiorly ordained to fulfillment in Christ Jesus. And marriage and the family have need of Jesus's graces in order to be healed from the wounds of sin. And we all need to be healed. We all need to be healed in so many ways. That's okay. Jesus is the divine physician, the divine healer. Yes, God wants to restore you and your family and your marriage to the full understanding and the full realization of God's beautiful plan for you. Well, in our next episode, we'll pick up on this profound apostolic exhortation, Familiaris Consortio, written for you, dear beloved child of God. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.